Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends, the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Boomerang. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for a bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been in a me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is Jiffling Bubbly Bath Day, which means that all of the Jifflings are getting themselves spick and span. The Jifflings love Bath Day, when they get to have big soapy bubble baths with all the rainwater they collect. They have a very clever system, which catches the rain from the roof and funnels it down the sides into a big tank where it is filtered so that it's safe to wash in and nothing goes to waste. Miss Katie liked Bubbly Bath Day the most. I like my fair to be the shiniest of all. I get a bit grubby when I've been fixing things all day.
Aye, and I get all mucky when I've been digging in me garden. Ooh, and I get all messy because I'm just a very messy little Jiffling.
Indeed, young pumpkin, you are. But not to worry, because today was Jiffling Bubbly Bath Day, so they all grabbed their special Jiffling washcloth and sang their bubbly bath time song.
We all love wash day. Dirt goes away.
Then we look beautiful.
Aye. Hooray.
And after a lovely, fun scrub, the Jifflings all got dressed into their warm, fresh clothes and padded out onto the deck. But then they noticed something was quite amiss. There were muddy little Jiffling paw prints leading into the kitchen. This wouldn't do at all.
Huh, we must follow these mucky paw prints and find the culprit.
And so that's what they did. They followed the paw prints along the deck and into the kitchen, where they found the Hedge enjoying a nice piece of cheese with Jeffrey, their pet mouse.
Yum, yum, yum. This is like the most delicious cheese ever, Jeffrey man.
Meep! Meep! Hedge, today is not the nibbly cheese day. Today is the bubbly bath day.
Aye, so we can all be clean, Hedge.
But Hedge didn't seem to agree.
I, like, already had a wash, man. I used my special Jiffling washcloth, and now I'm just enjoying a small piece of cheese.
Well, you didn't wash your paws, Hedge, because you've left muddy paw prints all over the ship.
And your Jiffling washcloth is still clean.
They all looked at Hedge's washcloth, which was folded neatly on the table, looking very unused.
Whoa! You have not washed at all! Lazy Hedge!
Like, hey, washing is just like so much effort, man.
Well, there was no time for Hedge to protest now, because that sound meant an object that was lost or thrown away on Earth had found its way into the Jiffling's net. Better all work together and heave it in. The object landed on the deck with a clatter. It was long and thin and curved at both ends. Albert thought he might know what it was.
Well, I think that's a bendy gardener's pole that I can put in the ground for me roses to climb up.
No, Albert, I think it's definitely a jiffling seesaw that we can all go whee up and down on. Then young Pumpkin stepped forwards, for he knew just what it was. He zipped up onto the story seat and began to tell his tale.
This is the train driver's boomerang. And my third cousin, young Turnip, told me all about it. Once, in a giant country called Australia, there was a very happy train driver called Alice. She loved driving her train right through the outback, which was like a huge desert. And as she drove, Alice saw all kinds of funny creatures, like wallabies and kangaroos and koalas.
How do you do?
And every time she drove by, all the creatures came out to see her. And Alice would throw her boomerang right out of the train window. And everyone would cheer as the boomerang flew far up into the sky.
Yay.
And then right back down to Alice, who would catch it in her hand and say,
"Oh, right on you, fellas. Choo-choo."
Alice loved driving her train. Yeah. But one thing Alice didn't enjoy was changing the points on the train track. This was important because the points are how a train changes from one track onto another. First, Alice had to slow down and then stop and then get out of her train and pull a big lever so the track would move and change direction so she could keep going. It was a lot of work. And Alice thought this was the hardest part of her whole job.
"Oh, ding-a-doodle, this is hard," said Alice. "If only there was an easier way to change direction without making so much effort."
Then Alice had an idea.
"Next time I have to change the points and go in a different direction, I'm gonna lean out of the window and throw my boomerang at the lever. And when it hits, it'll change the tracks and I won't even have to stop. Beauty!"
So, as Alice approached the next set of points, she leaned out of the train window and threw her boomerang right at the lever. And, oh no, it missed the lever altogether and went flying off up into the sky. Well, Alice was so surprised that her plan had failed that when her boomerang came whizzing back, she dropped it and it fell down onto the track as her train choo-chooed off in entirely the wrong direction. Now everyone on the train was very annoyed because they were all very late and Alice had even more work to do, turning the train around and driving them back in the right direction. And so, from then on, she decided that maybe it would be easier to make an effort after all.
And now, because the boomerang was lost, it is here. So, we must reuse it.
Yes, Friedelein, we must. But what uses can you all think of, Jiffs?
Hey, I think it should be a curvy jiffling dining table that we can all enjoy our delicious dinners on.
That would be useful, Albert. But it seems the hedge has an idea he'd like to share.
I think we should use the boomerang to hang our jiffling washcloths on, including mine, after I've made a big effort and washed from top to tiny toe, man.
What a marvellous idea, Hedge. That's just right for bubbly bath day. And so, Hedge mopped up where his little paw prints had been, and he had a lovely and thorough jiffling scrub. And the boomerang really did make an excellent hanger to hold their jiffling washcloths. And then, when Hedge was fresh as a daisy, the jifflings huddled around and toasted marshmallows as the sun set. And soon, they felt their eyelids getting heavy, which meant it must be time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Ja.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Ooh, yes. Like this one from America. It says, "My name is Luke, and I love listening to the Jifflings while I snuggle with my mama and dad. My favourite character is Young Pumpkin. Thanks for the stories."
Oh, thank you, Luke. Stories are always more fun when you snuggle.
That's right. And we also had this review too. It says, "Hi, Jifflings. I'm Abigail, and I live in Virginia. I'm 5 years old. My favourite Jiffling is Miss Katie. She's my favourite because I like dressing up too. I also like Young Pumpkin because he's very silly and I like being silly too. My daddy and I listen to a Jiffling story almost every night before bed. My daddy's favourite is Albert because he loves his accent. Cheers!"
Well, I think that might be the best review ever, Abigail. Thank you very much. And thanks to Abigail's dad too.
Like, thank you, Abigail's dad, man. And thank you to everyone who left us a review or sent us an email. Like Nate in America, and also Allegra, and Kaya from Scotland.
Yes, thank you all very much. We really do love to hear from everyone. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.